In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Elizabeth Barrett Browning lived in the 1800s. She was a world-class writer and poet. Also worked tirelessly against both slavery in America and abusive child labor laws, or the lack thereof. Elizabeth Barrett fell in love with a man that her parents did not approve of. She married him anyway and was disowned by them. Every week for the next 10 years, Elizabeth wrote her parents hoping for reconciliation. And in 10 years' time, they never responded. And then after 10 years, Elizabeth received a large box in the mail. And in it were the almost 500 letters she had written, every one of them unopened. After Elizabeth's death, these letters were published. And the beauty and the poetry and the opening of her heart and the yearning of her heart, attempting to reconcile with her parents, raised letter writing to a new art form. If only her father and her mother had read them, perhaps reconciliation would have been possible. Brothers and sisters, we have been given a letter pleading for reconciliation. That letter is called Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians. And especially the second chapter, but really the whole epistle, one of the driving themes is reconciliation, rejoining that which was separated, putting that into practice, allowing God to reconnect with us and that we might reconnect with one another. Reconciliation between God and man was emphasized in the passage we read last week, God coming to find us without regard to how broken we had become. In this week's passage from Ephesians, that continues, but also adds the theme of reconciliation with one another. And we heard today, Christ himself is our peace. Christ has made the two become one and has broken down the middle wall of division between us. Jesus Christ is peace. He is our peace, and Jesus Christ has broken down the middle wall of separation. That middle wall refers to two possible things in the Old Testament temple. One was the wall between the Holy of Holies and the rest of the temple that Christ destroyed that separation of God and man. But there was also a wall dividing Jews and Gentiles. And in Christ, that wall is also destroyed. That wall is also torn down. And during Advent, we are marinated with this theme of reconciliation. Our Bible verses come directly from that epistle of reconciliation. Why? Because reconciliation is why Christ comes, so that we can be one with God and we can be one with each other. And you can't have one without the other. If you can't see Jesus Christ in your neighbor, you can't be reconciled to God. Apostle John says, anyone who says they love God but they don't love their neighbor, that person is a liar. Jesus Christ comes to reconcile. But too many times, Christ has been used to divide. People pull out their Bibles and they throw verses at one another and argue about who is right. I say, once you do that, you've already lost. And I don't care if you are right, you're still wrong, because that's not what Scripture is for. Jesus Christ is our peace. He breaks down the walls of separation. You know, the gospel reading today, Jesus encounters 10 lepers. People with a nerve disease, a skin disease that was both painful and disfiguring. Now, lepers were outcasts. They were set apart. They were put in their own colonies, their own villages. And religious society used Scripture in those days to keep them that way. But Jesus, on the other hand, he goes right up to them. He's willing to be with them. He's willing to touch them. And he heals them and sends them to the priests of the law to show that they were clean. One of them, as he's going and he sees that he's cleansed, has a sense that something greater than the law was present. And he returns to Jesus. He returns to thank and glorify him. Because Jesus is greater than the law, even biblical law. And throughout the Lord's ministry, who rejected him? You know, Randy Dean drew my attention to this. Who rejected Jesus? It was the biblical scholars who rejected him. Who desperately wanted him? It was those who wanted reconciliation. That's who accepted him. Because they wanted peace, and Jesus Christ is peace. He breaks down walls of separation. And if we are in Christ, we will do the same. You know, I know there are occasions in life when it would be dangerous to try to reconcile with an abusive person. Let's set those situations aside and talk about reconciliation in general. As we journey through Advent, we cannot hope to be living containers of the Son of God if we are not open to reconciliation with our neighbor. And not only open, but initiators. And yes, there's always the risk that we will be hurt or we will be rejected if we offer to reconcile. There's an old Irish saying, to chance your arm, which means to offer reconciliation, to chance your arm. That saying goes back to the year 1492. Two clans, the Fitzgeralds and the Butlers, were feuding over a political post. And the fighting eventually got so bad that weapons were drawn. And well outnumbered, the Butler family retreated into St. Patrick's Cathedral and barred and bolted the door. And after time, the leader of the Fitzgerald family realized that this fighting and this feuding had to stop. So he called out to the Butler family locked up inside this cathedral. And he said, come on out. We won't harm each other, and let's call a truce. The Butler family thought it was a trick. They thought they were going to be slaughtered if they did that. And so the leader of the Fitzgerald family took a weapon, and started cutting a hole in the front door of the church. The Butler family thought they were going to break down the door and meet their slaughter right there in God's holy house. But instead, the leader of the Fitzgerald family cut a hole big enough for his arm. And he reached his arm into that hole to offer his hand of peace. Now, he could have had his arm cut off and bled there to death, and there was a tense moment. But finally, the head of the Butler family reached out, shook his arm, and opened the door. The door is still there. It's not the front door anymore. They brought it inside and put it in a little chapel. But the door is still there. And that door has become called the door of reconciliation. But the phrase, to chance your arm, comes from that. It means to take a chance on reconciliation in spite of the possible harm that might come to your own soul. During Advent, we are marinated with a theme of reconciliation because that is why Christ comes, and Christ indeed put his life on the line for it. Jesus Christ is our peace, and Jesus Christ breaks down the walls of separation. If we are in Christ, then we too will do the same. Amen.
Amen.